Hey, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, depending on where you are in the world. It's Sunday, the 29th of March. We're in a state of lockdown here in Central PA, and I wanted to kind of follow up with everyone. I was going through the different steps on how to answer the call and have a process in place, and I will get to that. I'll follow that up with you guys tomorrow. I just wanted to catch up today. You know, I was on the phone yesterday and today, following up with my dealerships and seeing where they were. Some of them, you know, there's no auctions going on right now. So, you know, they're doing simulcast on some of them. Some of them, they're just completely dark. But even if they do have it, you know, there's no one buying vehicles right now. Depending on where you are in the country, here in Pennsylvania, all of the dealerships are closed down. And if you're in certain parts of the country, you're on lockdown. Where I am right now, you're not even allowed out of your house unless you go into the pharmacy or grocery store or something else. This is a whole new dynamic for dealerships to contend with and how to work on building up a relationship when you don't even know when or if you're going to be able. Well, it's not a matter if. You will eventually be able to open up the doors. That's not a question. It's just when. And what you want to be doing right now, more than anything, is making sure that you're fostering relationships, because, you know, from the stats that I read, you know, stats are always kind of crazy, but it just makes sense. Common sense. People are going on the internet. And if people are going on the internet, obviously they're looking up information about the coronavirus and everything. You could, though, when they go on Facebook or Instagram or anything else, why not put your information out there? You know, I was telling them, why not do virtual tours? Why not, you know, set your business up now during this time to, you know, if you don't already have a landline that's textable, why not do that? You know, I'm really investing pretty heavily myself into developing and providing texting. And this isn't a promotion. I'm just being honest. I'm just being transparent. Whether or not you work with me or not, I'm just sharing with you, you should make your phone number a textable phone number. Meaning, you know, if you have a vanity phone number, so 1-800-555-5555. Again, I'm just making this up. And if that number isn't textable, you're doing a disservice for the customers, because they want to be able to have the opportunity of not just calling in. You know, the stats I was reading, some 60%, even more so. And just think from your own self, you know, wouldn't you rather text somebody, hey, is this car still available, than actually physically picking up the phone? And yeah, you could say, well, maybe there are going to be better leads. Well, you know what? Sometimes, and just think about it from your own perspective, you want to be able to text rather than call a lot of times, because you might be in the middle of something, you're talking to someone else, but you can handle multiple conversations in a text. And that can free up people, especially when we go back to work. Maybe you don't have the money right away, or maybe you do, to keep the you know, the secretary or the office people on staff to answer phones or whatever you might have. But if you have a texting come in and you could set up keywords, so you could say sales or service or whatever else it might be, it goes a long way. And from the service department, it goes a really long way, because, you know, maybe problems arise, and they do, where their car or their vehicle, their truck, you know, it's not a $200 fix, it's a $700 fix, and your mechanic can take a picture of it right there and send it to the person saying, hey, it's not the brakes, it's, you know, something else, it's the rudders or rotors or whatever, and they could then send them a picture of it and say, it's not a $200 fix, it's now a $1,200 fix, do you still want to do it? And let me show you what it looks like. You know, that way, you know, right there instantaneously, you're not playing phone tag. You're staying in contact with the customers. And from their perspective, you come across even that much more professional. But from a sales standpoint, you also want to be in compliance. Like yesterday, I was talking with one of the dealerships, and I did not have them on a textable phone number. I'm putting them on a textable phone number. And then this way, all of the sales staff, they're not texting their customers or the potential prospects or leads from their own personal phone number. They're actually texting from the corporate line. And it's very easy to incorporate, but everyone, all correspondence with the customers is going through the corporate texting platform, which you can establish on your phone, on a web, on a browser. You know, there's so many different ways of being able to have it set up, and it's extremely user-friendly so that, you know, you won't have any liability. You know, I was dealing with the client that I was talking to you about yesterday, and they were explaining that, you know, they had an issue a couple years ago where one of the salesperson fell in love with a lead, you know, with a prospect that came in. And he kept texting her and texting her to the point where the husband came in and there was a big issue. And it was a he said, she said, but the point was the owner was on the hook because he was an employee. Now you, from a dealership standpoint, can control all the dialogue and communication that's going on through the dealership by having a textable dialogue. Everything is historically archived so that you have a paper trail, so to speak, a digital trail of all the conversations that are going on in the dealership. Plus, if the salesperson leaves, you know, all of that data is still there. They can't take the leads or whatever with them. So it's just, it makes sense. And now more than ever, people, especially given the pandemic that's going on, don't necessarily want to always come in if they can have a dialogue with you. I've spoken to a number of people that have purchased, and I think I shared this with in an earlier podcast where we did a web chat and they purchased two vehicles. I think it was some $40,000 or $50,000 deal all through web chat. Now, they did come in and sign the paperwork because we don't have it set up to do e-documents or e-signature yet or DocuSign, but we are going to that way so that you will be able to just send them the paperwork and then just have them digitally sign it and then send it back. But this should look and reprioritize your business so that in the future, you kind of insulate yourself. Now, that's not saying that things can't come up or things can't change. I'm just sharing with you the way to look at this as an opportunity to kind of reset the business and move forward and set yourself up for better success by implementing different processes and procedures in place now. So when the doors do open back up, you're better prepared because people have pent up need. They're going to buy vehicles. That's a for sure. Now, maybe they won't be able to buy as big of a vehicle because their income may be lessened or, you know, because of whatever situation. But I know a lot of the lenders are and mortgage companies and credit card companies and all these different companies are allowing people to punt, you know, to put a forbearance in or put a stall on their payments for, you know, 30, 60, 90 days. So, you know, that means that they'll have a little bit more capital. And whenever this situation clears, you guys will have an opportunity to then have a dialogue with these guys. But right now, while the communication is still fresh in their minds, you can be still chatting with them through texting. And I'm not saying web chat, because with web chat or a Facebook Messenger, you know, there's another app that they have to have. Texting by default is already on someone's phone. I mean, my dad's going to be coming on 80 years old and he still texts. He doesn't necessarily know how to Facebook message. He doesn't know necessarily how to do a lot of other things, but he knows how to text, as does my mom for crazy things. And so from your standpoint as a dealership, looking at the dynamic of using texting and putting that as a click to text or, you know, text friendly phone number, that should be right now at least something to consider, at least something to digest. Because moving forward, I'm telling you, this is going to create a whole new way of doing business from any dealership. I don't care if you're a multi-location dealership, if you're a franchise dealership, or you're a mom and pop, you know, used dealership that only has five vehicles or one vehicle. Everything's going to be changing. And this is giving us an opportunity now to reflect on what we can be doing moving forward to allow ourselves better opportunity for success. And you should be doing your homework, looking up YouTube, better ways to be able to, you know, work around the pandemic, the Corona-19, and looking what other people are doing. I'm not saying you have to follow me or listen to what I have to say. I'm just suggesting it to you. And that's what I'm suggesting to my clients. And I'm actually doing it where I'm putting in, you know, these landline numbers where they can take their existing phone number, their existing landline, and making it a texting number. And it does nothing with their calling. It has no effect on their calling, people calling in on the regular landline. It's just making their landline a textable option. That's all. And it's not even all that crazy expensive. I mean, we're talking like $30, $40 a month to be able to do that and have a chat dialogue. I mean, it's not a crazy amount of money here. So look, I don't want to go on this. I'll go back tomorrow to being able to provide you with the process on answering the vehicle or the answering the calls when they come in. But I just wanted to get that out there because I've been going and answering some questions for my dealership on how this all works. But for you guys, it's important to look from your business perspective, from the customer's eyes. What's going to be beneficial for them, not from your eyes. You've got to look and kind of tilt that lens and say, how would I want to be contacted? How would I, you know, want to contact the business? And look at it from their focus and how to be able to handle that. And I think you'll have a lot more success. So hopefully this was helpful for you guys. I hope everyone's staying safe. And tomorrow I'll follow up back up with you on the second process of how to answer the call. So good luck. Stay safe. See you guys.